time yesterday, Christina. Did you have a good time?
Did I always do. The first heat's fantastic. I loved being out there. It was a little chilly in the beginning, I'm going to be honest with you. It was a little chilly for my liking, but it was a perfect day. The kids were great. Isabel, she played me in putting. She tied me a few times. That girl can putt. She sunk about two or three birdies out there on that short course by herself, so it was pretty impressive.
I should have let her putt for me a little bit then yesterday because she was a great caddy, though. Isabel did a great job. She's a young lady that goes to Holy Souls. And Chris Kane is a Holy Souls grad as well, and they reminisced about their days at Holy Souls. It was nice.
It's a little good. Nice.
That's a fun event, though. We love going out to do the stuff at the First Tee of Central Arkansas. It was great. And the auction last night was fun, and I actually got a couple of things in the silent auction I'm excited about. So I got a new trimmer.
For your yard?
Yeah, for bushes and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah, because I broke mine last year. And then I also got a little speaker that you can put on the golf cart if you want to take it out and about. So. Anyway, I'm not normally big on that, but nevertheless. So, Christina.
You bid on it.
Well, I did. I was trying to support First Tee, Roger.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not about me.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you know it's always about you.
I really wanted that speaker bad. I'll show it to you. It's really cool.
I bet so.
What were your thoughts on day one, Christina? We just talked to Harry King, who spent the day yesterday following around the 14-year-old Phenom, who is off to a bit of a slow start today. But overall thoughts on day one of the Masters, and I'm sure Sergio Garcia was in your thoughts after we compared him to Lindsay Lohan earlier in the week.
It was actually pretty hilarious that I saw Sergio goes out there and throws out a 6-under, and you and I had had the discussion the day before, and Sergio hasn't been on anyone's radar lately, probably not even his own. And unfortunately, I think he's kind of getting into his head this morning. He's 2 over after 5 holes right now. But there's a lot of people that are a couple over par. There's not really that many good scores in right now. I think 2 under, we've got one person going at 2 under right now, but everyone's kind of falling back on the board. We've got a lot of, little bit of rain happening out there, and it's the tougher conditions this morning.
Yeah. Yesterday in the post round interview, Tom Rinaldi, without the sappy lame music
or Trishette behind him,
right, asked Sergio, he said, does this change your thought process now that you're in contention out of the gate? And he said, no, not really. And I'm thinking, if I'm Sergio, I'm going, well, I wasn't, but now it does. Thanks a lot. Now I'm totally screwed up.
Exactly.
How hard is it? And you've been in that position where you go out and blow it out in the first round and play so well. How hard is it to come back and try to keep yourself in check to some degree? And because when you get those, you know, very high expectations, sometimes it's hard to live up to and create some disappointment.
Well, you were talking obviously about Sergio being a very big disappointment, and honestly, from all the interviews that I've seen, I don't know him, but from all the interviews that I've seen, everyone says that Sergio is basically Sergio's biggest enemy. There's no one else that puts more pressure on Sergio than Sergio does. So today will definitely be a test. So far, he's not following very well in that test so far. He is 2 over after 5. He's fallen back, but everyone is. You know, Mark Leishman doesn't tee off until 12:30, 11:30 Central today. So right now, Matt Kuchar's 1 under, so he's at 5. But Sergio, you know, Sergio is going to be Sergio's biggest enemy. He hits the ball fantastically. He's struggled with the putter. So we'll kind of see what happens out there. And those greens are, they're treacherous.
Yeah, a Sergio divide against himself cannot stand. That's an age-old fact.
You know, and let me ask you this, because I was asking about it with Tommy and David earlier. The big rap on Sergio.
Look, what? If you're asking them golf questions, yeah. I think you probably got a good answer. But who knows more about golf, Christina or Tommy and David? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, Tommy and David are my buddies. They're going to put it in layman terms for me, so Christine, remember that.
More like lame man terms.
The big rap on Sergio back in the day was that he played slow. Is that still a problem?
I don't think so anymore. He used to have that grip, the stance. He used to kind of waggle at it, regrip it. And, I mean, people used to count down. He was just in his head. You know, he's had a lot of issues, and they've all basically come out of his head. And I think, you know, we haven't heard from him a lot lately. He hasn't even been on my radar. I'll be honest with you. I totally forgot he was there. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, what happened? He shot 66. It's the best round he's ever shot in the Masters. Tied for best round he's ever shot in the Masters. He had the best. He's the best one I've ever had. So, yeah, he definitely played out of his shoes yesterday compared to what he's been playing of lately. But, you know, we'll just kind of see how he goes. This is a four-round event. You know, today's only day two. He's not even halfway through the tournament due to the fact that he still has another, you know, 12, 13 holes to play today. So we'll see what happens. Anything can happen. Freddie's 1 over through 4 holes. And Rory 2 over through 3. Obviously, T-Law, John, amateur. He's tied for 56 right now. He's two over after seven holes. So hopefully he finishes in the top 50 and ties. That's obviously what everyone wants to see. He's the big talk, and so was Fred Couples yesterday. And everyone loves Freddie. And Freddie has always played well there. I talked about that on Wednesday when we were over at Oakland. Freddie has always played good there. And now with the rain, though, Tom Watson, he may play well today. Tom Watson always plays good in the rain.
What is it with Freddie Couples? Guys want to be like him, and chicks dig him. What's the deal with him?
I don't know. I mean, as far as I want to be like him, I don't know. But Christine, what do you think?
I love him. I love his attitude, his swagger, who he is, what he does. I mean, there's no one that doesn't love Fred Couples. I don't know. If you find That's someone, true. Let me know. But no one's got bad blood towards Freddie. He's the ideal. He's what everyone wants to be. Every guy wants to be him, and every girl loves him. It's just the way it is.
Why does every guy want to be like him? I don't know. I mean, Justin, you love him. Why? I don't know. I'm actually a casual golfer.
I'm more in the chick camp than the guy camp.
You really are. Yeah. You really are. Yeah. You're that guy. What is it about him? When Tommy talks about his swing, what is it? Why do guys want to be like him? He's not Vince Vaughn.
He is in that club, Christina, and we've never really put an official list together, but there's that unofficial list of the coolest guys in the world. He would definitely be on it.
Really?
I think so.
You know what? I'm going to Wikipedia him.
I don't know if there's another golfer that is cool and has got just the love of everyone that Freddie does. I mean, you know, Arnie and Jack, and they have the mystique about them, but Freddie, he's just it. I mean, just the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he carries himself, how he handles himself. You know, he wears, like, the sneakers, but he always looks good, and he's got the gray hair, but he's not too gray. I was actually with my trainer this morning who doesn't really know anything with golf, and he was saying, oh, how old is he? You know, he doesn't look that old at all. He looks like he's in his late 30s, early 40s. I was like, he's like 53. He's like, everyone loves him. He just looks good. I just love everything.
Calm down.
I know. I think I finally found somebody who loves Freddie more than I do.
I think so. I hope you both down
I'm so glad I asked. I'm so glad I asked. All right.
Christina, have you ever been hit by a golf ball?
I've been hit in the shin once. I got hit in the shin, and it wasn't coming too far. It was more of like a chip shot, so it wasn't like a full swing. No.
Yeah, then ask her if she's ever killed a man.
Have you?
Yeah, she did. The guy that hit her in the shin.
And what's the biggest lie you've ever told on the golf course?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of them.
I know one.
That
she didn't say choke.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally said it. Hello, it's on video. How can I deny that?
What was that?
That was during her show, the Golf Channel show. Did you not see that?
No, I don't get that channel.
That was before you were with us. That was prior to. That was what we call BR, before Roger.
Yes.
That was his dark days.
Seven. That was a long time ago.
Have you ever seen a tantrum on the golf course? Anybody just melt down?
You ever seen anybody break a club intentionally on a course?
Oh, absolutely. Have I ever
seen in competition?
Yes, absolutely. I've seen people throw clubs halfway across the fairway, land on a tree, and snap. I've seen people lose clubs in ponds and, like, break them over their knees, over the cart, snap every club in their bag.
Gee, my knee.
Best story I ever heard was a guy that threw his bag in a lake. He was so upset, and then he remembered that his keys were in there, and he had to go back in and get it. I hate that when that happens. Best one I ever did, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I've come along. I was thinking about that on the way down here, how I've come so far. I still get upset occasionally, and I'll occasionally pop my club on the ground. Oh, yeah. But I don't really wing clubs anymore. I'll occasionally toss them to the ground upset, but I don't sling them across. But one time I threw my putter about 40 yards, and it hit the cart, the little down rod, you know, of the brace
for
the roof. And it snapped, it wrapped right around, right in the middle. And I stood back and I was like,
wow.
A, that was so stupid. And B, that was so cool.
Man, money.
I mean, right in the middle, bro.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, I used to have a pretty bad temper when I first started playing golf. I say the occasional cuss word now, but I mean, I've definitely toned it down severely from when I first started. I remember the very first time I threw a club on the cement cart path and damaged a brand new driver. My dad tore a strip into me, and I probably haven't done it since.
Strip. That's a Canadian thing, tore a strip. I will say this. You replace a couple of clubs on your own dime, you
uh-huh.
quit throwing clubs.
You start doing it. Absolutely.
I bought a couple of shafts, and I'm like, this is too stupid. I cannot do this anymore. It's so dumb.
Exactly.
All right, now, do you let your kids have their tantrums like you did, or do you get upset with them?
That question has to be referred to Justin since I don't have
Christina.
I know you don't.
Christina, if you're working with my kid and he throws a tantrum, how do you handle it as a coach? I want to know if you're going to go Mike Rice or if you're going to be kind and sweet to him? Because you work with kids all the time. How do you deal with them? Because I'm sure you worked with a kid that's thrown a fit before.
Yeah, you know what? I actually haven't. I've worked with a lot of kids who get down on themselves really fast just because it's a hard sport and it's so frustrating and people get golf is so hard and it's easy to get down on yourself and get frustrated. And I just try to be positive with them and say, listen, this is not easy. Like, the best players in the world have bad days and you've been playing for, you know, a month. You're totally fine. Take a breath, take a break. And I just try to talk to them in between swings. It's easy to kind of get too focused on it and start thinking about a million things. Let's just start talking about something else and get us out of our head, basically, for a minute.
All right, we got to hit a break here, Christina, but I'm going to ask you one question. I'm going to let you make a prediction.
Okay.
When we're talking Monday, who's going to be wearing the green jacket?
Good question. I'm going to go out on a ledge and say it's not going to be an American. It's probably going to be a European, and I would love the young guy to come back and make the cut, but I don't think it's going to happen, and I'd love to see Freddie on Sunday. That would probably be the most ideal thing ever. Wow. Tiger will be there, but it will... I'm going to say it's not going to be Tiger. I'm going to say it's going to be a European.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If I gave you England, South Africa, or the United States, which country would you take?
Well, right now, I'd probably have to take the U.S. because Australia's winning right now.
Actually, there's two Spaniards in the top 10 as well. I guess, what about if I gave you Spain? You want Spain?
Yeah. I'll take Spain, sure.
Okay.
It's not good, but I don't think it's going to be Sergio. I think it's going to be Fernando Castaña.
Gonzalo Fernandez Castaña.
Yeah, exactly. The way I say Jose Maria Obatavol, or
Engel.
Oh yeah, Paul Engel.
Let's just call him Wong here at Cigar Smoker. He's the most interesting man in the world. That's what he looks like.
That's right. We'll talk Monday. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Christina, thank you. Appreciate it. Christina Lacure, you're going to join me in the studio on Monday.
She's an angel.
She's an angle. She's going to join me in the studio on Monday. We'll recap.